play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
It's a key Western Big Six game for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as Galesburg takes on the United Township Lady Panthers tonight at Field Gym. Good evening, Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson. Just about ready for girls high school basketball. The sophomores losing 52-49 tonight to UT. It was Kayla Townsell with 21 points in that game and a losing cause for the Silver Streaks. I thought Evan Massey's comment was interesting. He said, we've got to get a win against a non-Quincy team in the conference.
Well, yeah, and realistically, the conference right now has been playing pretty tough for the Silver Streaks. I mean, you look at that Moline game, may have happened just too early in the season for the Streaks. The same thing with the Allman game. They really hadn't gelled. We've talked about how they're a young team. But I honestly think when the Streaks have the return games in those, and then obviously in Allman they're going up there, which makes it a little bit more difficult, I think they're very winnable games for the Streaks. I don't know that I would go out and put money down on it, but they're winnable games nonetheless. But this UT team, when they're playing well, is a very tough team to play, and the Streaks will be happy to see that the Van Watermeulen girls have both graduated. They combined for 33 points in the two games against the Silver Streaks, and then Katie Daggett as well. Katie Daggett scored 22 points in the second game, 19 in the first game for the Streaks, or for UT against the Streaks. Some real tough players there, but back is Taylor Dobrinsky, now Taylor Walker, and Taylor Dobrinsky in the first matchup against the Streaks put 23 up and 10 up the second matchup. So it's going to be incumbent on the Streaks to be able to limit the scoring from some of these players. And, you know, and kind of in the same mold as the Streaks, this UT team, other than Taylor Walker, is going to be looking for their scoring from different players than the Streaks saw last year.
Galesburg leads the series with United Township, 54 wins to 30 losses. Last year, Galesburg lost to East Moline 75-69 on the 13th of December. Jessica Lieber had 22 points in that game, and that was at East Moline. But then in the second game here, Sharon Diggins was injured at the beginning of the game, and Galesburg got blown out of their own gym 71-37 on the 31st of January. Jessica Lieber had 13 points in that game to lead the Silver Streaks. As you can hear, the band is here tonight. The cadets are here, and we've got a pretty much of a three-quarter full gym at Galesburg High School as the weather is lousy outside, but it's nice and warm in here, and we're glad you're with us wherever you may be listening in the Galesburg area or anywhere around the world on the Internet tonight on WGIL.com. The Silver Streaks are going to be in action again on Saturday as Galesburg will be hosting Geneseo. That's a preview of a possible regional matchup, which will be coming up later. 1:30 is the start on that one. We'll be on the air at 1:10 with the pregame show. And then on Monday, we'll be over on the laser as Galesburg will be traveling to Illinois Valley Central in Chillicothe for a 7 o'clock game. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with that one. And a week from tonight, it'll be Allman. And then a week from Saturday, Galesburg will be at Morton. So we'll be going to Allman next Thursday night. So the heart of the season coming up right now. This is the last game. This UT game tonight is the last game of the first half of the conference. Our game with Allman a week from tonight in Rock Island will begin the second half of the Western Big Six Conference season for the Silver Streaks. Let's go down to the floor to Bill Allison and our national anthem.
Megan is the daughter of Paul and Sherry Ladner. She's earned varsity letters in tennis, cheerleading, and soccer. She's a member of the student council. She's the class president. She's been in CARE, G Club, a member of the National Honor Society, and the Spanish National Honor Society. She's also often on the high honor roll. After graduation, Megan plans to study criminology at Loyola University in Chicago. Senior Megan Ladner.
Bill Allison with the announcement of the starting lineups.
And now the starting lineups. First for the Panthers, a 5'7 junior, number 12, Taylor Walker. A 5'7 junior, number 22, Shatavia Lowry. A 5'10 sophomore, number 23, Jada Harris. A 6-foot junior, number 32, Sadie Roberts. And a 5'11 senior, number 40, Charmaine Clark. The Panthers coached by Justin Schiltz, assisted by Joe Kettner. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'5 sophomore, number 3, Kaylin Boydston. A 5'8 junior, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'4 senior, number 34, Haley Kelso. A 5'9 junior, number 40, Sabrina Clay. And a 6'1 sophomore, number 54, Shaylee Florine. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
Our officials for tonight's game, Andy Milton of Davenport is the referee, Sergio Villarreal of Milan, and Kevin Ferris of Moline are the officials. East Moline is dressed in their black uniforms with the orange numerals, UTHS in orange across the chest with white numerals. Galesburg in their home white uniforms with silver streaks, with silver letters across the chest. Galesburg will be going from right to left here in the first half, which is east to west. East Moline from left to right, which is west to east. At center court, Charmaine Clark of East Moline will jump it up against the streaks. Shaylee Florine, and the opening tip is won by Galesburg. Kaylin Boydston to the front court to Florine, near side Williams. Back up top, Kelso got a pick from Clay. Right side now to Boydston. Alley-oop inside to Clay. She backs in, puts a shot up, no good. The rebound fought for, and we'll get a whistle inside going for the rebound.
In the ball? Yes, they will.
To call a foul against Sadie Roberts of UT, her first team foul. So it'll be Galesburg's ball beneath the streaks basket right here in front of us. Boydston got it into Kelso. Then Kelso tried to get a bounce pass back to Boydston on the baseline, but the ball was tipped away and knocked out of bounds by Jada Harris of United Township. So Galesburg will try again in front of the East Moline bench. It'll be thrown inbounds by Casey Williams. Gets it into Boydston out of center court. Boydston will come to the near side, which is the left side. Now back up top now to Williams. Back on the right wing to Case Ellie Kelso. Kelso comes cross-court now to Boydston. Boydston dribbles into the paint, back out to Kelso. She'll fire the three-pointer, bingo.
Good ball reversal right there by Kaylin Boydston. She cut the lane, drew the defense, kicked it out to Kelso, easy three.
Shatavia Lowry back into the front court. Comes on the right side now to Walker. Taylor Walker dribbles across the foul line. Here's the three-pointer by Jada Harris. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They tried to save it, but it was too late, and Galesburg's going to get it back.
Well, good start for the Silver Streaks. They got the shot they wanted on that three-point shot, and now good defensive possession forced the tough three.
Here's Florine out beyond the three-point arc to Sabrina Clay, right side Boydston. Boydston finds Florine, but it was tipped away. Now Boydston was tripped, and it's going to be Galesburg's ball. They say that the ball went off of Sadie Roberts of UT.
Well, I don't know what happened right there with Shaylee Florine. She went, hit the deck. I couldn't tell if she was pushed or maybe she just tripped.
I think she tripped.
Did she? Okay.
It'll be thrown inbounds by Kelso beneath the Galesburg basket into Clay. Back out to Kelso. She'll take the three from the corner. No good. Rebound Boydston. Now Boydston to Florine. Florine puts it up and through. Oh, Boydston able to find Florine through all the traffic. And Shaylee Florine with her first points of the game. It's 5-0 Silver Streaks. Back now comes Walker on the baseline. She got the ball up now to Jada Harris. Back up top. They get the ball now to Taylor Walker. Here's a jump shot coming from the foul line. No good by Shatavia Lowry, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul call.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, Kaylin just got a little bit too much of the arm there and shortened that shot up big time. So Shatavia Lowry will head to the free throw line.
Boydston's first team foul. Here's Lowry's first free throw, and it's going to be good. She's a 5'7 junior, Shatavia Lowry.
She didn't score much against the Streaks last year. 4 points in the first matchup, only two in the second matchup.
Makes it 5-1, Galesburg leading UT. Second one also good, 5-2. Here come the Silver Streaks now, moving across center court right to left. Kaylin Boydson out to Kelso. Kelso to Florine outside the three-point line, now to Clay. To Kelso, Clay thought about the three, now to Williams. Back to Boydston, who will reset the offense. Corner to Kelso. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound on the floor is going to be picked up by Lowry. Lowry brings it out herself all the way down. Layup in the lane, up and through. She put it right up over Kelso. Shatavia Lowry has 4 points, and it's 5-4. Back come the Streaks. Here's Boydston now to Florine. Left wing to Casey Williams. Back out now to Kelso, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called against Lowry.
Yeah, she's a little too close on the defense right there. Kelso tried to go around her, and Lowry just in the way, and the ball ended up going off of Kelso and out of bounds, but not before the foul.
Shatavia Lowry's first, second team foul. Galesburg's ball on the near side. Casey Williams into Kaylin Boydston. Boydston on the dribble left wing, back to Williams. Now a bad pass to Kelso, but she was able to get it. Kelso far right side into Florine. Florine turnaround jumper off the glass and through. Shaylee Florine with a nice move in the paint. She has four, and it's 7-4 Silver Streaks. Back comes Shatavia Lowry now for East Moline. Lowry on the left side to Jada Harris. She'll drive down to the baseline, guarded by Clay. Pops it back out to Roberts, who'll take the jumper, no good. The rebound fought for is going to be picked up by Boydston. Here come the Streaks right to left. Boydston, right side Kelso. Kelso with the ball over her head now to Boydston with 5:09 to go first quarter. 7-4 Silver Streaks. Here's Boydston, left-handed dribble comes to the near wing. Now looking, finds Kelso in the paint. She'll dribbles back out top of the key. Kelso still with the dribble, looking over the zone defense that East Moline is putting up. Now to Florine outside the three-point line to Clay. Clay at center court, right side Kelso. She's going to fire the three. Yes! Oh, Haley Kelso with two first-quarter threes. Justin Schultz has seen enough. He wants a 30-second timeout. The Streaks go up 10-4.
Yeah, he can't be happy at all what's going on right now because they're kind of laying off the Streak guards. And although the Streaks got their offense a little bunched up there, they're not finding Haley Kelso, who is really the only major three-point shooting threat the Streaks have. She's the only one that's had any kind of sustained consistency, and they're kind of just letting her float around out there. And they have the Streaks are able to just kind of find her through the course of the offense. On the season, Haley is shooting 27% from three-point land, 32 of 117 coming into the game.
Nice move by Shaylee Florine in the lane on that last time before Kelso's three-pointer. She was a little bit further out but was able to have that easy touch off the glass.
Well, she does. She has such a soft shot. If she can get it up on that square, it looks like any time she hits there, it's going in 90% of the time.
Here comes United Township after their 30-second timeout. This is Taylor Walker drives the paint. Now a bounce pass back up top. Was able to get the ball back up top to Jada Harris. Now here's the jumper from the foul line. Around no good by Walker. The ball on the floor is picked up by Kelso of Galesburg. Kelso gets it to Casey Williams, and here comes the Streaks, and Raina Gully is into the game for Galesburg. Gully now into the front court. Got it to Kelso, near side Williams. Williams fakes the three. Bounce pass back out to Kelso, top of the key. Right side Reyna Gully with 4:10 to go first quarter. 10-4 streaks. Gully drives the paint. Gets it to Florine. Florine puts a shot up. No air ball. The rebound, Clay, though, puts it up no good. And the rebound's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off Florine.
Oh.
Galesburg fans are moaning.
Yeah.
And look from here that ball went off of UT Sadie Roberts. But they say no. And you could probably hear the Galesburg fans groaning. And I think their groan was warranted. Here comes Lowry.
I think so too.
Gets it back up top now to Jada Harris. Back to Lowry. Lowry with a dribble. Now drives the foul line. Shovels it off right side. Harris will take the 15-footer. Perfect. Jada Harris with her first points of the game. Makes it 10-6. The streaks by four. 3:35 to go first quarter. Now Florine out beyond the three-point arc to Casey Williams to Kelso. Kelso running the point. He's going to take the 15-foot jumper around. No good. The rebound's going to be picked up by Harris. She saves it inbounds to Sadie Roberts, and Roberts will bring it out for the Lady Panthers. Now to Shatavia Lowry. Tal Lowry comes down to Jada Harris. Harris now looking, spins to Lowry on the far left side with 3:10 to go first quarter. Lowry gets away, drives the paint, now shovels it off to Roberts.
Ooh.
She'll take the jumper that hit the top of the backboard, but they don't stop the play. The rebound, Clay, who got it on her back, laying on the floor. She got it to Kelso, now ahead to Gully, to Williams. Williams in the front court, bounce pass into Florine. Florine will put it up. No, she was hacked. Hacked by Charmaine Clark, no whistle. Boy, Clark got Florine right on the arm. They didn't call it. Florine's going to go out along with Kelso. Lexi Daniels in, Sadie Thompson in. Reyna Gully's going to stay in. It's Reyna Gully, Casey Williams, Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels, and Sammy Thompson. Comes into Gully now to Williams with 2:47 to go first quarter. Near side Lexi. Lexi now bounce pass back out to Reyna Gully as East Moline has gone into the man-to-man defense. Now to Williams. Williams on the right side, back out now to Gully. Gully will look to the right side. Now dribbles away, gets it back out to Daniels, now to Williams. Williams into Sammy Thompson. Sammy Thompson in the paint, back up to Lexi Daniels. Now Williams will take the three near side, no good. She missed everything. They hit the glass, and now Williams is going to be able to pick it up in the backcourt. As she went all the way back, that thing just careened off the glass, went all the way to the backcourt, and Casey Williams went hustled down and got it. Now Reyna Gully has it for the streaks. She's in the front court right side. Tried the alley-oop to Clay, but it was tipped away, but Gully gets it back. Gully now back up top to Sammy Thompson. Bounce pass Clay. Clay will put it up underneath. Good. Oh, great pass from Sammy Thompson to Sabrina Clay. Clay's first basket of the ball game. 12-6 silver streaks. Minute 50 to go first quarter. Into the front court now. This is UT's Taylor Walker. She drives the foul line. Takes the jumper. No good. The rebound's going to be picked up in the corner by Charmaine Clark. And we'll get a whistle here. What, a travel?
No, out of bounds. When the ball came off the backboard, it hit the end line. And for some reason, he delayed a call because it had already been caught by the time he made the call.
So Galesburg will get it on the UT turnover with a minute 30 to go here first quarter. Haley Kelso at center court. She drives inside the three-point line to Reyna Gully on the right side. Now Gully, left-handed dribble, comes left out to Lexi Daniels. Daniels right side, Kelso, her favorite spot. Somebody on her this time. Justin Schultz happy about that. Lexi was wide open. Didn't take the three up top. They're giving it to her. Now Reyna Gully to Kelso with a minute 12 to go. Kelso barks out a play to Clay in the right corner. Back up now to Gully, high right side. Now Kelso's going to take the three in the corner. No good. The rebound's going to come out and be picked up by Sadie Roberts of UT. She'll bring it out with a minute to go first quarter. Ahead to Shatavia Lowry. Lowry top of the key. She wants to drive the paint. Instead shovels the ball off and was able to get it to Taylor Walker. Walker goes on the left side. Now Walker got it out, and carrying the ball is Bailey Berglund, who's in the game. Back up top now to Walker. Walker now in the paint. Got the ball down to Charmaine Clark. Now on the baseline, the shot up no good. Shot up again no good from the baseline. And that was Bailey Berglund who was putting it up. We'll get a whistle and a foul called on the streaks.
I was kind of surprised that guy called because the baseline official didn't call anything, and he was right on top of the play. It was the official that was up by the streaks bench that made that call.
They get Sammy Thompson for the personal, her first second team foul. Bailey Berglund, who is a 5'9 junior, misses the first. Shaylee Florine in. Sammy Thompson out for the streak. So Galesburg has Sabrina Clay, Shaylee Florine, Lexi Daniels, Reyna Gully, and Haley Kelso on the court. One more free throw for Bailey Berglund, the 5'9 junior for UT. She makes the second one, makes it 12-7. in favor of the Silver Streaks with 35 seconds to go first quarter. Let's see if Galesburg will look for one. Raina Gully just takes a step over center court on the dribble. She's getting pressure out there from Taylor
Walker. She's got to get rid of it. She's got to get rid of it.
And she does. She gets it to Lexi Daniels on the near side. Back out to Raina with 20 seconds to go. Now to Lexi. Man-to-man defense for UT. Lexi now takes a dribble on the left wing. 10 seconds. They'll run to offense. Out to Raina. Raina now got it to Shaylee Florine. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Five. Now Clay's going to take the three off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Right back up. No. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 12, United Township 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor with this reminder. It's financial aid night at GHS on Monday. Juniors and seniors and their parents can meet with financial aid directors from Knox and Carl Sandberg at 7 in the High School Learning Center. Check the list of information to take with you on our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
You can win cash this winter just by wearing the new green WGIL button. Pick up your free button today at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
UT's ball to start the second quarter, 12-7 Galesburg. Taylor Walker has it on the left side. Got the ball now to Sadie Roberts. Her shot no good. The rebound, though, Charmaine Clark inside. She puts it up no good. The ball fought for, comes all the way out. And is picked up by Taylor Walker of UT again to Lowry. Lowry drives in, shoots it up over Florine, no good. The rebound controlled underneath and put back up by Sadie Roberts, and Roberts is going to be fouled. Boy, Galesburg having trouble getting the defensive rebound there. They'll call Shaylee Florine for the personal. Her first, that's the third team foul, and it'll send Sadie Roberts, a 5'11 junior, to the free throw line to shoot two.
Well, the unfortunate thing right there is that there's no reason that the ball should have that many offensive rebounds, and oftentimes when that happens, the Streaks get themselves in trouble, and that's exactly what happened there.
Roberts misses them both. The rebound, Florine, and Galesburg will come back on the attack right to left or east to west here at John Thiel Gym. Boydston over the timeline for the Streaks to Casey Williams, now to Kelso. Kelso here in front of us on the near side. Cross court to Boydston in the corner. Alley-oop inside to Florine. Left-handed hook, no good. The rebound underneath, controlled by Sadie Roberts. Roberts brings it out herself for UT. Roberts now looking, got it back out to Berglund. This is Bailey Berglund, back out to Lowry. Shatavia Lowry for UT. Top of the key, got a pass on the left side to Walker.
Travel.
She drives the baseline, and we'll get a whistle and a foul.
Wow.
There. Boy, travel came before the foul, didn't it?
Wow. Yeah, Walker kind of ran the baseline and ran into Casey eventually, and they're going to get Casey for the foul.
Williams first for the Silver Streaks, fourth team foul. It'll be East Moline's ball underneath their own basket. Bounce pass comes in, a great pass inside. Came in that time, and the shot up by Taylor Walker on a great pass, on inbounds pass, coming in from Sadie Roberts, but Walker unable to connect.
Yeah, now, a nice block by Casey Williams.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, amazing stat there. 6:51 left to go here in the first half, and that was the first turnover of the game.
Wow, that's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
UT has just turned the ball over to the Silver Streaks, and so Galesburg is going to come back right to left. Boydston right now, right side now to Clay. Back up to Casey Williams. She was all alone at center court, now to Clay. Clay now on the left wing. Back out to Boydston, left side. Back to the right side, now Williams. Williams way up top. Now drives inside all the way. The basket puts it up, no good. The rebound underneath, controlled by Charmaine Clark. Clark got it to Lowry. Shatavia Lowry comes back down. She got it to Taylor Walker. Ball on the floor, still loose. Now Williams picks it up, but she's going to be tied up by Sadie Roberts, and we'll get a held ball here. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession.
That's been a little bit tense. The Streaks scored last. They made it a 12-6 game. Late there in the first quarter, nobody scored here in the second quarter in the first about minute and a half.
Jada Harris in for UT. Charmaine Clark out. Galesburg's ball now. Into the front court come the Streaks. Right side Boydston now comes into Florine. Florine will put it up from the right baseline. No, she missed it. The rebound fought for and pulled down underneath by Sadie Roberts. Roberts will bring it out herself with 6 minutes to go second quarter. Galesburg leads it 12-7. It's Galesburg and United Township. Now here's the jumper from the right corner is going to be good by Taylor Walker. Oh, Walker from the far right corner. Back down to Clay. Now Clay's going to put it up. She's going to be fouled by Sadie Roberts of UT. Her second, 13 fouls. Sabrina Clay will go to the line.
Coach Schultz not happy at all there. He thought there was all ball, but the official said Roberts got her with the body.
Sabrina Clay on the season, a 65% free throw shooter for the Silver Streaks. Free throw is on the way, and she missed it.
27 of 42.
Charmaine Clark in, Bailey are out. Bailey Berglund in for East Moline. One more free throw for Sabrina Clay. Here it is. She hits the second one. She has 3 points in the game. 13-10 Galesburg. 5:49 to go here in the second quarter. Shatavia Lowry back on the attack now for United Township. Gets a pick up top. Drives the right side. Nobody to pass it to as Boydston's on her. Gets it back up top to Taylor Walker. Walker's going to take the three. She feels it. It's long. The rebound underneath, and we'll get a foul called here. They're going to call it on Harris as she was bumping into Florine. Or Roberts, I should say.
Actually, no. They said Charmaine Clark.
Yeah, it was Clark. Clark's first, fourth team foul on UT. Casey Williams in the corner wanted to get the ball to Clay, but it was overthrown. It's going to go out of bounds on the far side. Bad pass from Williams that time, and so it'll be UT's ball on the Galesburg turnover.
Well, that's a design play right there, Jim, for the Streaks to go back door to the weak side block, and it almost looked like Sabrina just let that one go because that's where she thought it was going. And unfortunately for the Streaks, Shaylee hadn't gotten there yet.
Back comes Shatavia Lowry. Right side, Taylor Walker drives the foul line. Now on the left wing with the ball. This is Jada Harris. Comes back up top now to Walker. Walker spins away to Harris. She'll take the 17-footer, no good. Rebound Haley Kelso for Galesburg. Kelso brings it out herself for the Silver Streaks. Ahead now to Boydston, who lost it. Picks it up on the left baseline. Comes to Florine, who's double-teamed. It's going to go off of Sadie Roberts, yes, and Galesburg's going to have it. I thought that went off Florine.
I did too. That's why I was surprised when they didn't go running back down the other way.
That's why I paused. Now Boydston out, Gully in, so the Streaks have Kelso, Florine, Gully, Williams, and Clay. Comes in near side now to Marina Gully, the freshman for Galesburg. Now to Williams, Casey Williams to Haley Kelso. 4:45 to go second quarter, 13-10 Silver Streaks. Center court, this is Raina Gully. Got it out to Kelso. Kelso back to Gully right side. Kelso now into Florine. Florine a long way from the basket out to Williams, and Williams tried to get a bounce pass back into Florine, but it was kicked by Sadie Roberts. It'll be Galesburg's ball here in the near corner. We'll get a substitution for UT. Bailey Berglund back in. Sadie Roberts out for United Township.
Well, I can't believe Coach Schultz is too happy with the pace of this game right now. Really going towards the Streaks' favor as they're really able to work their offense.
Comes into Williams, now to Kelso, and Kelso is going to be fouled as she puts a three-pointer up from the corner. She's going to shoot three.
No, it was on the ground.
On the ground?
They're saying after the shot. We saw Haley do that a few times several times down in Mattoon, and she got the benefit of the call there.
They called on Charmaine Clark, her second. Fifth team foul. Now into Florine from Kelso. She'll put it up this time, there's no doubt. As Shaylee Florine has six, she powered that ball in off the glass, and it's 15-10 Silver Streaks. 4:16 to go here in the second quarter. Shatavia Lowry, a bounce pass into Jada Harris. Harris spins, now backs out on the dribble to Lowry. Lowry high on the left side, guarded by Gully. Now Lowry will drive all the way in, gets it off to Walker. Walker drives the paint, she'll put it up, no good. The rebound, Harris right back up and through. Jada Harris has four. 15-12 now Galesburg. 3:50 to go second quarter. Raina Gully for the Streaks over center court. She'll hold up. Gets it on the near side to Haley Kelso into Clay, but it was tipped out of bounds by Jada Harris. Nice defensive play by Harris because Clay was wide open underneath.
Yeah, what she did was she was behind Sabrina when she saw the pass coming. She kind of pulled the chair out from Sabrina, went around her, and was able to get her hand on it. But you're right. She's lucky because if that pass gets through, it's going to be an easy layup for Sabrina.
Comes into Clay left wing. Now out front to up top to Williams. Right side, Gully. Gully now with a dribble. 3:33 to go here. Gully gets away. She's going to drive the basket. Put the shot up.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're going to call a charge on her.
Wow.
Oh.
Late call. Very late call by the baseline official. And, you know, Jim, if the IHSA had that half circle under there, that she was definitely inside that because Reyna took it strong right to the hole. Late getting there was the defender. She put it up, absorbed the contact. That looked like it should have been an and one, and I think that's what Coach Massey's explaining to the official right now.
He's into Andy Milton's ear. Andy Milton of Davenport, the referee, made the call. Reyna Gully's first 15 foul on Galesburg. No basket, of course, with the charging foul, and back comes East Moline. This is Taylor Walker, guarded by Lexi Daniels, who's back into the game for Galesburg. In now to Sadie Roberts. Roberts gets away, gets it back out to Lowry. She'll take the three-pointer. Yes! Shatavia Lowry has seven, and it's 15-all with 3:05 to go second quarter as East Moline ties it up. Now to Florine. She couldn't control the pass. Tipped away and picked up by Taylor Walker. Walker gets the ball to Sadie Roberts, and back come the Lady Panthers. Now to Shatavia Lowry. East Moline moving left to right. Right side now. They get the ball to Walker. Walker now dribbles out to the foul line. Left side to Jada Harris. She'll drive the basket, puts it up no good, but we'll get a whistle and a foul call.
Yeah, it's going to go against Shay Leash. Again, we've talked about it all season long, the swing down of the arm trying to block the shot, and she made contact, sending Jada Harris to the line.
Her second 16 foul against the Silver Streaks. Jada Harris is a 5'10 sophomore. Boy, she's a good-looking player. She has 4 points in the game. She goes to the free throw line to shoot two, and she makes it.
Well, Jim, she scored 9 points against the Streaks in the first game last year as a freshman, 2 points in the second game. So very active in that first game. Actually, she ended up taking 8 shots in the game, so pretty busy for a freshman.
Florine goes out. Sammy Thompson in for the Streaks. 16-15, East Moline with its first lead of the game. Make it 17-15 as Jada Harris makes the second one.
Berglund didn't realize she was coming out, so it took her a minute. Coach Schultz had a reminder.
Berglund out, Megan Balaguer in for East Moline. Right side now, Kelso for the Streaks. They trail by two. First time they've trailed in the game. To Lexi Daniels, now to Kelso. Kelso here in front of us on the dribble on the left side. Back up top now to Kaylin Boydston. Boydston for Galesburg with 2:21 to go, second quarter. Comes in the corner to Kelso. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound's going to be picked up by Taylor Walker. She'll bring it out herself on the dribble. Crosses center court, now is bumped into by Sammy Thompson, and Sammy's going to be called for his second personal foul of the game. That's the 17th foul. It'll send UT to the line.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part of that little transaction. It was just an incidental bump, but it's going to put Walker on the free throw line, and Casey Williams is going to come back in the game, and so is Shaylee Florine. Out of the game for the Streaks is Kelso and Sammy Thompson.
Taylor Walker, a 5'7 junior. Her mom is Carrie Walker, who's an assistant coach. And she played for UT. Free throw missed.
We're going to get an over-the-back call, and this one's going to go against Harris, I believe.
On the rebound, Jada Harris called for her first personal, 16 foul.
Taylor, it's actually her second team foul, or second personal.
That's her second?
That is.
Carrie Walker, Taylor Walker's mother, was on the regional championship team for East Moline back in the 80s, and now she's an assistant coach. Galesburg into the front court. They trail 17-15. Comes into Florine at the foul line. Back out now to Casey Williams. She dribbles through three people, but she walked with it.
Unfortunately, she did. She had one more step she needed to take, and unfortunately she picked up the dribble too soon because she ended up hitting that shot when she was after she did her little step around.
Back comes Shatavia Lowry now for United Township. Lowry dribbles all the way into the lane, puts a shot up. Good! Oh, Shatavia Lowry saw the opening. And it's 19-15 UT. And now Massey wants a timeout with a minute 38 to go here in the second quarter. He's going to take a 30-second timeout with the Streaks trailing 19-15. I don't think he likes Shatavia Lowry going down that lane.
No, and, you know, after he had brought in Shaylee Florine and Casey Williams on that last free throw attempt. It sounded like, from what I could tell, it looked like he was giving out defensive instructions. And obviously there must have been some kind of breakdown there on that possession. Well, Jim, it must be like animal night because all the students are dressed up as animals. And interestingly enough, when I went out to the parking lot to get my phone because I accidentally left it in the car.
And that phone.
Yeah, I can't go through the game without tweeting. But anyway, there's a coyote out in the parking lot by my car.
There was one there the other night when we came out after the Sterling game.
He must be living on the football field.
Yeah, he must be living back there. So after Massey's 30-second timeout, the Streaks will have it in front of the East Moline bench. Casey Williams comes into Sabrina Clay. Clay now got it to Boydston. Boydston will not take the shot but is able to get it to Florine, and Florine will put it up, but it was tipped away at the last second by Megan Bellinger. And so it'll go out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball here underneath their own basket. Be triggered inbounds by Kaylin Boyson of the Streaks. Comes right into Clay, and Clay will put it up and through. Great inbounds pass from Boydston to Clay. 5 points in the game for Sabrina Clay. Galesburg now with a little bit of pressure. Now they drop off. Into the front court comes Taylor Walker. Walker now drives the lane. Shot rejected by Florine, but it's going to be picked up by Bollinger. Bollinger got it back out now to Sadie Roberts, to Walker, or rather to Berglund, and now it's picked up by Boydston. She got it to Williams, and Williams didn't know what to do with it, so she turned around and put it through. Casey Williams' first points of the game. 19-all as Galesburg comes right back and ties it up. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. Jatavia Lowry, bothered by Boydston out front, now got it to Sadie Roberts. Roberts now drives in, backs in, hook shot, and it's going to go in, and she's fouled.
And this one's going to go against Sabrina Clay. That'll be her second of the game.
That's the eighth team foul against the Streak, so the three-point try now for Roberts, and she missed it. Rebound control by Clay, 21-19 in favor of United Township of East Moline. Back comes Caitlin Boydston for the Silver Streaks, and she's going to pull it out with 30 seconds to go and wait for one shot.
It's always interesting to see this, Jim, because after years, the last few years, there's no way. I think maybe twice in the last 4 years did he ever pull it out for a last shot.
Oh,
they were always
with
taking,
the system?
Yeah, they always taking every second of the clock they could get. I mean, this would have been three possessions in the system.
They haven't been very successful with the one shot either. Kelso now has it right side. She drove inside. Now got it to Clay. Ball on the floor. We're going to held ball here, and it'll be UT's ball on the alternating possession. And once again, with 4.4 seconds to go, Galesburg not very successful on holding the ball for one shot.
No, and the unfortunate thing for the Streaks is I think they get a little too dead set. And I mean, I know Coach Mancy wants them to run the play, but they don't see the alternative options. And like right there, they force that one into Sabrina, and she just had nowhere to go with it, and she just kept going because that's what the play calls for.
Comes in the backcourt now. To get it back to Roberts, she's going to take the half-court shot at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half with the score. It's United Township 21, Galesburg 19. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Have you heard? Pete's Auto Body is under new ownership. Jake Glasnovich may be new to Pete's, but he's a 12-year veteran of auto body repair. And according to him, very little will be changing about the business you've come to trust.
Most people would never even know other than there'll be me standing there instead of Pete. The same people in the office are all in place doing the same great job that they've always done. The biggest change probably in the shop is we've switched over to the waterborne paint. It's an environmentally friendly paint. It is actually what most all new cars are currently painted with, waterborne paint from the factory, so it is the closest thing to what your car was painted with from the factory that is available in Galesburg, and we have it.
You'll still see Cindy's smiling face at the front desk and receive the uncompromised quality you've come to expect from Pete's Auto Body, including personal inspections on every vehicle by the owner himself. Drive past the rest to come to the best. Pete's Auto Body on Grand Avenue in Galesburg.
We fight for your rights. great repairs. It's Auto Body.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Halftime show brought to you by Credit Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. That is Credit Insurance. Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL at the half. It's United Township leading the Silver Streaks 21-19. We'll run down our halftime scoring for you in this one. First of all, for United Township, they're led in scoring by Shatavia Lowry, their point guard. She has 9 points. 6 points for Jada Harris, their 5'10 sophomore forward. 3 points for Taylor Walker, their guard, their off guard. 2 points for Sadie Roberts, who's their forward. And 1 point for Bailey Berglund, who came in off the bench. The Silver Streaks have two players with 6 points. The first is Haley Kelso, who had 2 3-pointers in the first half. And then Shaylee Florine with 3 2-point field goals. She also has 6. 5 points in the game for Sabrina Clay and 2 points for Casey Williams. It was 12-7 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter, but the Streaks outscored 14-7 in the second quarter. And it's United Township leading it now by the score of 21-19. We'll take a break. Eric will come back with his stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Cloudy with patchy light freezing drizzle tonight. Ice accumulation of less than 0.1 inch. Lows dropping down around 26, with temperatures staying steady or slowly rising after midnight. Tomorrow, freezing rain likely in the morning with highs of 38. And tomorrow night, rain in the evening with lows dropping down around 32. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 26 at WGIL.
For the first time in 8 years, the Galesburg boys basketball team travels to Streeter this weekend. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me for Streaks pregame coverage at 5:40 Saturday night on WGIL.
In addition to that boys game that Brad just talked about, the Galesburg Streeter game on Saturday night, we also have a game. The girls will play Saturday afternoon. 1:30 tip-off will be on the air at 1:10 with the pregame show. And then Saturday, the boys Dunlap game, which was originally scheduled for last Tuesday night and was canceled because of the inclement weather, that game has been moved to Monday, so they're going to bump us over to the Laser. So the Galesburg boys will play at Dunlap on Monday night at 7 o'clock, and we'll be on 92.7 FM, the Laser, for the Illinois Valley Central game on Monday night. Our score at the half, it's United Township 21, Galesburg 19. Eric Gibson stats are brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Here's Eric.
Both teams doing a fairly good job taking care of the ball. Only 8 turnovers on the game total, 3 for UT, 5 for the Streaks. In fact, the first turnover in the game didn't come until a minute 9 into the second quarter, which is a little odd for a Streaks game. I can't remember the last time I've seen that few turnovers by both teams at the half. Rebounding, Streaks are not doing well there. 13 rebounds for the Streaks, so 15, though, for UT. 6-5, so offensive boards pretty even, with UT having the 6. UT 5 of 17 from inside the arc, 2 of 5 from distance. Streaks 6 of 15 from inside the arc, 2 of 9 from distance. 5 of 10 from the free throw line, though, for UT. Streaks are 1 of 2, so Coach Massey's not going to be happy about those numbers. And it seems like that's starting to become a recurring theme, Jim, of the Streaks not getting to the free throw line very often and the other team taking advantage of that fact. And
yeah, why is that?
I don't know, because usually when you have a decent post game, post game being inside game, you usually see that team fairly good at getting to the free throw line, but that just has not been the case.
You'd think Clay and Florine would be at the line all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, early in the season, we saw them at the line a lot.
Yeah.
But recently, it's almost as if a lot of the pushing and shoving is being let go inside. You made a mention of the one where Shaley clearly got hit on the arm and there was no call. And then on Reyna's drive, it looked like it should have been an and one, and that one went against the Streaks as well.
So those were two key plays in the first half that went against Galesburg. Our officials are Andy Milton of Davenport, the referee, Sergio Villarreal of Milan, and Kevin Ferris of Moline. The game where the officiating was really poor, we thought, was last Friday night at Rock Island when, I tell you, in that ball game, it was just crazy. Rock Island shot 37 free throws. Galesburg shot only 5, and all 5 of those free throws that Galesburg shot were in the first half. We'll take one more break. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. Our broadcast tonight on WGIL is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, All Together Better. By Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street, right in front of the Sandberg Mall. By Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. By Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by McDonald's. I'm loving it. McDonald's with 2 locations to serve you, East Main in Galesburg and on North Henderson Street. The Silver Streaks, as far as the Western Big Six Conference schedule goes this year, Galesburg opened its Western Big Six Conference with a 48-39 loss to Allaman Catholic. That's a game that just kind of walked away from the Silver Streaks. And then the game that Galesburg was never really in at Wharton Fieldhouse on the 5th of December, Galesburg got beat by 20 points, 40-20, against a great Moline team, at least great that night. And then Galesburg's only conference win coming on the 12th of December at Quincy, as they blew Quincy out of their own gym 69-31. And maybe the game that hurts the most of all, the game that Galesburg really had a chance to win last Friday night at Rock Island, losing 62-55. So as Massey said before the game tonight, this is a team that's looking for a win in the Western Big Six against a non-Quincy team, and that would be Allaman Catholic, Rock Island, Moline, or East Moline, and they trail here at the half, 21-19 the Streaks do, after being outscored 14-7 in the second quarter. The two teams break their huddles in front of their benches. We're ready for the second half. It'll be Galesburg ball. The Streaks will be moving here in the second half from left to right, which is west to east. Galesburg in their home white uniforms with silver streaks in black letter across the chest, and UT in the black uniforms with the orange UTHS and the white numbers across the chest. Galesburg inbounds it. Williams has it top of the key. Kelso now into Clay. They're going right inside. Clay in the lane puts the hook shot up. No good. The rebound controlled by Charmaine Clark, who's starting the second half. She didn't start the game. Now to Lowry. Lowry comes down quickly. Back out to Clark. Clark on the foul line right. Back out to Shatavia Lowry. Lowry on the dribble outside the three-point line. Goes into the far right corner. Got it down to Taylor Walker. Walker gets away. Comes in. Puts it up and through.
She really tiptoed the end line there, too. She was right along it. Is able to just plant her right foot and then drive herself under the basket to score the bucket. And now Coach Massey not happy with that opening sequence, and he's going to call a timeout, a 30-second timeout.
Both Taylor Walker and Shatavia Lowry have been able to find their way down underneath and able to get baskets during
this. Well, and the strange thing about that, Jim, is that we've seen the Streaks have pretty good perimeter defense throughout the season. You know, Kaylin Boydston has done a phenomenal job at times with her perimeter defense, and so has the freshman, Raina Goley. And going back to what we were talking about at halftime, I looked at some numbers, Jim. On the season, the Streaks have shot 60 less free throws than the opponent, which works out to just about 3 a game. That's counting in the 32 free throw disparity at Rock Island. And last game, they were outshot by Sterling by 5, 12-7. So, you know, that's a pretty drastic number in the last few games.
Galesburg's ball after the 30-second timeout. We're just starting the third quarter, 7:15 to go third quarter. Streaks trail it by 4. Shaylee Florine had it tipped away but got it back. Now got it to Boyston. She's getting pressure from Lowry. Boyston holds the ball, and she got hurt, I think.
Yeah, I think, I can't tell
Twisted
what.
Her ankle.
I didn't, she was grabbing her in her thigh, so I was wondering if.
Now her knee.
Her knee or her calf. So now Raina Gulley's going to come in, and realistically, that worked out pretty well for Kaylin because she made a bad move of picking up the basketball right next to the half court line. And I think Coach Massey's saying right now that Lowry had hit her when she made the catch, and there was no foul called.
Massey pleading his case to Andy Milton of Davenport, the referee. Galesburg's balls. Raina Gulley comes in and replaces Kaylin Boyston for the Streaks. Galesburg now in the front court. Gulley works the left side, comes up top now between the rings. Now will drive the right side against Taylor Walker. A lot of contact between Clay and Sadie Roberts on the right wing. No whistle there. Back out to Gulley, back up to Kelso. Kelso looking for Florine. Finds her, but it was tipped away, picked up by Clay. Clay now to Florine. Florine inside, puts it up, no good. The rebound's going to be controlled underneath by Jada Harris. Harris, the outlet pass to Lowry. Lowry all the way down will stop at the baseline, guarded by Gulley. Back up top to Taylor Walker. Looked like she walked, but able to get it off to Jada Harris. Back up to Lowry. Coach Justin Schultz off the bench. And now here's Lowry with a jumper just outside the foul line. No good. Rebound, Taylor Walker puts it up. No, and now it's going to bounce out of bounds. How can Taylor Walker get that rebound?
Well, the Streaks did a horrendous job right there boxing out because there are three Panther players right in the area of the rebound. Shaylee took care of the person she was with, and then nobody else boxed out.
Back comes Galesburg after the turnover by UT. This is Gulley, left side Williams. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. Short, the rebound Clay, but she couldn't hold on to it. Picked up by Sadie Roberts. Roberts now, all right, that was Walker who got the rebound. Walker got it out to Jada Harris. Harris brings it over the timeline. Jada Harris now goes to the right side. She's guarded by Williams. Galesburg in the man-to-man defensively. Now to Shatavia Lowry. Lowry got a pick, hands it off to Walker. Kelso was able to tip it away, but they're going to call a foul on Haley for reaching in.
Well, the issue there was Haley did a good job getting her right hand out in front and knocked that ball away. But while she was doing it, she had her left hand on the hip, and that's where the call came from.
First on Kelso, first team foul the second half against the Streaks. 5 minutes, 41 seconds to go third quarter. Galesburg trails by 4, 23-19. The Streaks trailed 21-19 at the half. Now they go inside. Here's a shot up as Lowry goes all the way in, puts it up. We're going to get a whistle and a foul.
Oh, bad call. They're going to call this on Shaylee. It was Casey that hit her.
And that's a third.
Yeah, that's a tough one for the Streaks to swallow because that's going to be Shaylee's third and Casey has none, so she had plenty to give.
Shell Lowry goes to the free throw line. She's 3 for 3 as she makes that one. She has 10 points in the game. The 5'7 junior, Shatavia Lowry, for East Moline, makes it 24-19. Boy, you can feel this one slipping away. Second one is also good. 11 points for Lowry, 25-19. Back comes Gulley. Gulley for the Streaks, moving left to right. Holds up her dribble. Left side, Casey Williams. High post, now Clay. Right side, Kelso. Alley-oop to Florine. Florine, turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. Rebound, Jada Harris. Or I should say Charmaine Clark. Clark was able to get the ball to Harris. Now near side, Sadie Roberts. She drives inside to Harris in the paint. And we're going to get a foul, I think, on Florine again.
No. Luckily for the Streaks, it's going to go against Kelso. If that's going to be her second.
That's the third team foul. Massey wants a timeout. He's going to take a full timeout, and so will we. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to go, third quarter. It's United Township 25, Galesburg 19. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Which is better, a zipper or a button?
A zipper, because buttons, they take so long to get in, and zipper, you can just zoop.
What about you?
Velcro?
What about you?
A button.
Why?
Because I could win cash.
It's not complicated. Wear a button. Win some cash. Pick up the new green WGIL button at a participating sponsor. Carmark Tire and Auto in the Sandberg Mall. And at Community Treasures at 444 East Main, downtown Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news at WGIL.com.
Well, you kind of feel this thing slipping away, Eric.
Well, the Streaks need a tide turner real quick here. And, you know, I think one of the unfortunate things is that it's getting real physical on the Streaks' end in the post. A few plays of possessions ago, Shaylee put up a shot, Jim, from about 2 feet out, and she airballed it. I guarantee you that she didn't airball that on her own. And, she, you know, we've watched her all season long. That close, she's pretty much automatic. And I think they're letting a lot of pushing and shoving go on down underneath. And so that last possession, she ended up putting it up too strong.
Jada Harris makes the first of two. She's 3 for 3 from the line, 7 points in the game. 26-19 in favor of United Township. Jada Harris, the 5'10 sophomore, will have one more. Here it is, and it's good. She's made all four, 27-19. The 8-point lead now for East Moline. Here comes Raina Gully. Right side, got it to Haley Kelso. Kelso looked to Gully in the corner. Now instead dribbles to the foul line. Now to Williams. She'll take the three from the corner. No good. The rebound picked up by Shatavia Lowry of East Moline. She'll bring it out for the Lady Panthers. Lowry crosses center court. Now in the dribble right side, got a pick from Charmaine Clark. Hands the ball off to Harris. She came through, but Kelso picked her pocket. And we'll get a whistle and a foul on Clark. Yeah, or a foul on Harris, I should say.
Great job right there on Haley. She saw the guard going by her, dribbling the ball out too wide, and she just put her hand in there and took it.
Jada Harris picks up her third personal foul. That's the first team foul of the second half against United Township. Lexi Daniels in, Casey Williams out for the Streaks. Galesburg has Raina DeGully, Lexi Daniels, Sabrina Glay, Shaylee Florine, and Haley Kelso. Florine now pops outside the three-point line. Got it to Gully, now to Kelso. Kelso got it into Florine. She'll put it up and through. Shaylee Florine has 8 points in the game. That's the way to do it. And it's 27-21, East Moline. Here comes Taylor Walker now. Walker stops at the foul line. Left side to Jada Harris. She'll dribble outside the three-point line. Now to Sadie Roberts, who backs in against Clay. Puts a left-handed shot up good, and she's fouled.
Well, and if there was a foul there on Sabrina, it was a hand check when Roberts was going up with that one, and that's a tough foul because you don't do anything to deter the shot. Coach Massey now calls a timeout, and he's out at half court pleading his case because look at him. He's pointing down there saying, you're letting everything go down there. You're not letting any contact go on this end of the floor. Now he's talking to all three officials, or trying to anyway.
Well, the referee is not coming over. He's bending the ear of Sergio Villarreal of Milan. And now Mike Rux comes in to join in the conversation. Andy Allison is over talking to the team, and Massey now takes his left hand and points at Villarreal and points at him again.
I think he's pointing towards the lane saying, Jim, I think he's saying, you're calling every little ticky-tack thing down at the UT's end. You're not calling anything at our end. The free throw discrepancy kind of shows it. 14 free throws in the game for UT, only two for the Streaks. The foul discrepancy in the half right now, 4-1. What was in the first half, Jim?
It was six. We had an eight. They had six.
Okay, so that was pretty tight.
Now he comes back. Gave a dismissive gesture to Villarreal. Walked back to the team. Now he comes back out and talks to Sergio Villarreal again.
Well, and I guess fortunately he's given him the Streaks some slack here. And, you know, you remember what Coach Massey said as Roberts hits that one after the Rocky game, that he felt that he should have gotten up earlier and started complaining because he felt like Hoover did that and it benefited him.
Now we're going to get a travel call against East Moline. Roberts made the
against
free throw.
Streaks.
Or against the Streaks, I'm sorry. Roberts made the free throw. She has 5 points. Galesburg turns it over on the travel, and now back comes East Moline. This is Taylor Walker on the right side to Shatavia Lowry. Lowry dribbles out top of the key, now to Walker. 30-21, the biggest lead of the game for East Moline at 9. Now Walker gets away, takes a pull-up jumper, in and out, no good. The rebound, Raina Gully for the Streaks. Gully has to hold up, got it out to Kelso, and here comes Galesburg, left to right, down by 9. Gully comes top of the key, now left side to Florine outside the three-point line to Lexi Daniels, back out to Clay. Clay right side to Gully. Gully left-handed dribble inside the three-point line to Florine. Left side now to Kelso. They're watching her after those 2 3-point field goals in the first half. Right side Daniels. Daniels now looking against the man-to-man defense for UT. Not a gully. Gully now one dribble out to Clay. Galesburg unable to get anything going. Bounced past to Florine, but it was tipped away and knocked away and picked up by Walker. Shook him all the way back down, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
And
boy,
it
looked like she traveled
she
before
did.
The foul.
She put the ball on her hip, and she ran three steps before the foul. Wow. Well, and the other thing at the other end, just a terrible pass by Sabrina Clay, and the Streaks are going to bring in three here, and I think this is going to be kind of a message substitution because twice there on that possession, Shaylee had a one-on-one in the middle of the lane, and they didn't get it to her, and then Sabrina finally threw it to her, but she threw it at her ankles.
Ball was on Raina Gully, her second. Inbounds pass comes in to Roberts. She puts it up no good. Ball on the floor, and we'll get a whistle and a timeout called by UT as they were able to gain possession. And so it'll be a 30-second timeout for Coach Justin Schultz and the Lady Panthers. They lead it 30-21 with 3 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the third quarter. And you can just feel the tension in this gym as the Silver Streaks had this game slipping away from them. They trailed at the half 21-19.
Yeah, the Streaks only 2 points in this quarter. And it was a Shaylee Florine two, and unfortunately they haven't really gotten much going. And you cannot continue to give these offensive rebounds. The Streaks just doing a poor job of boxing out and letting it's really the UT guards that are doing the most damage getting the rebounds. Taylor Walker has 5 rebounds in this game and Lowry has 2, and you know those are and Harris has 3, so there's 10 right there from guards.
Comes into Sadie Roberts. Roberts got it back out to Taylor Walker, but Walker travels with it top of the key, and so it'll go over to the Silver Streaks on the UT turnover.
Jim, with how many times she's traveled in this game, that was the weakest travel that she's had. So I wonder if they're kind of keeping an eye on it now.
Bailey Berglund has come into the UT lineup. Casey Williams has it for Galesburg in the front court on the east side of the gym. Back up top now to Kelso, now to Boydston. Boydston one dribble into Florine. Florine goes to the basket, puts a shot up, no good. The rebound's going to be tipped out by Berglund. Now she saves it back in bounds, but saves it right to Sammy Thompson. Sammy Thompson of Galesburg got it to Williams, back to Boydston, now into Sammy. Sammy had a dribble on the baseline, took one dribble, but she was bumped into by Charmaine Clark, who apparently hit the ball and knocked that out of bounds. Galesburg will have it underneath their own basket on the east side. Kelso will throw it in for the Streaks. Looking, comes into Boydston, back to Kelso left corner. Now into Sammy Thompson. Thompson back out to Williams. Williams will take the three top of the key, no good. The rebound fought for underneath and pulled down by Charmaine Clark. Outlet pass now, back into the front court comes Taylor Walker. Walker now got it back up top to Shatavia Lowry, and Lowry will come to the right side against the Galesburg man-to-man defense. On the right side, this is Bailey Berglund. Berglund now, and we're going to get a whistle here.
3 second call.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. No, we're getting a foul. A foul called on Clark. There must have been an illegal screen. He said they got her with the body. I didn't see that. I just saw him blow the whistle. So, the Streaks will take it.
Charmaine Clark's third. That's a second team foul on UT. Galesburg has 5 team fouls. Kelso now right side to Florine, back out to Boydston. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Now into Florine. Florine one dribble, puts it up off the glass, no good. The rebound in the lane pulled down by Lowry. She brings it out for UT all the way down court. Bounce pass to Walker. Walker right to the basket, puts it up and through. Taylor Walker now with 7 points, 32-21, 11-point UT lead to Kelso. Back out to Boydston. Now to Sammy Thompson. To Williams. Williams on the left side. Now to Florine with 1:30 to go, third quarter. Galesburg needs a couple of baskets here. Back out to Sammy Thompson. Now to Kelso. Kelso dribbles in. Got it to Boydston. Boydston in the lane, but we'll get a travel called on Kalen Boydston.
Well, the Streaks just have no offense right now, Jim.
No, they don't.
Shaylee's not hitting. They're taking Haley away. They're overplaying Haley to take her out of the offense. Sammy got the ball on the block a couple possessions ago and almost was afraid to take the shot. And then Casey has put a few shots up, but she's 1 of 6 in the game from the field.
So the 11-point lead for the Lady Panthers, and they have the basketball in the front court. This is Lowry, near side to Walker. Walker penetrates again, puts the shot up, no good. The rebound comes out. Walker beat Galesburg to the ball, but the ball went down on the floor. Sadie Roberts tried to get it, but it was stolen by Florine, and Galesburg will bring it back. 54 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Boydston now, dribbles the right side, give and go inside to Florine. She couldn't control it. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to UT.
Who stole that last one for the Streaks?
Boydston.
Boydston. Thank you. Well, 9 turnovers in the game now for the Streaks, and we haven't seen any semblance of offense here in the second half yet. They've scored 2 points in the whole quarter and have watched the lead just continue to grow.
Here's Shatavia Lowry, the running jumper, no good. The rebound, Shaley Florine for the Streaks. Outlet pass to Boydston, 31 seconds to go in the quarter. Let's see what Massey wants to do. I think he wants to pull him out. Now to Lexi Daniels. Daniels' left-handed dribble, bounce pass to Florine, but it was at her feet. She goes down on the floor. Tried to get it back in, but I think she touched the baseline. It'll be East Moline's ball.
I'll tell you what, Jim, the Streaks have had some great passing opportunities, and they have just not been successful.
Florine goes out, Clay in, Clay with 3 fouls.
The passes, and you can see Shaley's frustrated. She's on the bench. She had her head in her hands. She knows, you know, the passes have been off the mark, but she's not hauling them in either.
Here comes Taylor Walker, drives down the lane, tried to get a bounce pass down to Roberts, but it's picked up by Clay. Clay on the floor, and we'll get a whistle here.
Held ball,
and it'll belong to UT. They lead it 32-21, 7.7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Comes into Jada Harris, but her pocket is picked by Williams, got it to Boydston, and we'll get a foul called here, I think, against Roberts.
An amazing whistle blow and a sarcastic cheer by some of the Streaks faithful is only the second foul call in the quarter and the half for UT.
Sadie Roberts' third. That's the third team foul.
Or third, yes. Sorry.
Kelso back in. Boydston out. So Gillsbury's going to have Sammy Thompson, Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, Sabrina Clay, and Lexi Daniels. Kind of a different lineup on the floor. Here's a pass to Kelso. Kelso at the buzzer will put it off the back of the iron. No good, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's United Township of East Moline, 32, Galesburg, 21. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Get one-on-one tech training for the devices you got for Christmas or any other digital device at the Galesburg Public Library. It's the Tech Tutor Program beginning Monday the 20th. It's by appointment only, so call the reference desk or check our calendar at WGIL.com for more information.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg's ball to start the fourth quarter. Haley Kelso dribbles down the lane. The ball's tipped away, but the official says it went off of Haley. And so UT will get it on the Galesburg turnover. The Streaks turn it over right away. They trail it 32-21. They only scored 2 points in the third quarter. They were outscored 11-2. Now tipped away as East Moline came into the front court. Ball fought for right here in front of us. Still fought for. Sabrina Clay has it, but we'll get a held ball. It'll be UT's ball on the alternating possession.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Streaks, Haley had a nice steal, just couldn't come up with the basketball cleanly.
It'll be triggered inbounds by Taylor Walker. I should say by Berglund. Berglund gets the ball into Jada Harris, who's come back into the game. Now out to Shatavia Lowry. Lowry between the circles. She'll dribble the right side, goes all the way to the baseline, gets it right back into Harris, and Jada Harris will put it up and through. Harris with 10, 34-21 East Moline. Wow. Left side now, Williams. Back out center court, Haley Kelso. Let's see if the Streaks can get some kind of offense going here. Kelso gets a pick from Florine in the corner to Williams. Bounce pass into Florine. Florine will put it up. Good. She got one.
And that's what the Streaks need to do. They can't get away from what works on the norm just because it's not working at the moment.
10 points for Florine. It's 34-23. Now here's the three-pointer coming near side. Oh. It's going to be good by Taylor Walker. Wow.
That's a bit of a backbreaker right there.
That's a dagger. And Massey talks to Lexi Daniels as she comes off. I think he wanted her to be out on Walker. A full timeout by Massey. 6:52 to go to in the ball game. It's East Moline 37, Galesburg 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL Galesburg. As Galesburg, after the full timeout, trailing 37-23, will bring the ball left to right. Here at John 3 Field Gym, Lexi Daniels, alley-oop pass into Florine. Florine missed the easy one. The rebound's going to be come out and picked up by Taylor Walker of UT. She gets it to Shatavia Lowry, and here come the Lady Panthers right to left. Lowry dribbles all the way down the paint. She's going to travel.
Oh, my gosh. I was waiting for him to blow the whistle. She didn't dribble from the top of the key all the way into the lane.
I thought it was NBA for a second. Back comes Galesburg. Haley Kelso is bringing it up. She's working the point now. Boyston and Gully both on the bench. Now to Clay. To Kelso, into Florine. Florine puts it up no good, but I think they're going to get Florine on the back of Jada Harris. That'll be Florine's fourth. 16 foul called against the Streaks.
Oh, a tough night for Shaylee. She's 5 of 15 from the field. This is by far probably her worst game of the season. She's only got two rebounds and a block to go with it.
And her bad shooting, is, you know, that was just a frustration foul. She reached over.
Yep.
Back comes Shatavia Lowry with 6:08 to go in the ballgame. Lowry gets away, drives the basket, but Kelso was able to tip it away at the last instant.
Yeah, great play right there by Kelso, because that would have been an easy score for Lowry had Kelso not gotten there and knocked the ball away.
Substitutions, Raina Gully, Kaylin Boyston back in. It's good to see Boyston. She's all right after it looked like a knee problem. Florine goes out along with Lexi Daniels for the Streaks.
Streaks with a four-guard lineup here.
Triggered inbounds to Lowry, now to Roberts. Roberts in the corner, back out now to Lowry. Lowry dribbles up top, now holds up her dribble. Got the ball out to Sadie Roberts. Sadie Roberts, who's their center, works out front. Back on the right side, got it to Lowry. She'll drive the paint, put it up over Clay, and it's good. Shatavia Lowry has 13 points in the game, 39-23 East Moline. Massey wants another timeout.
His last timeout. And it'll be a full timeout.
So there's full timeout on the floor with 5:36 to go in the ballgame. It's United Township of East Moline 39, Galesburg 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Don't forget, we'll be back on the air Saturday afternoon at 1:10 as the Silver Streak girls will take on Geneseo. That game here at John Field Gym. And then on Monday night, we'll be over on the Laser as the boys will make up that Dunlap game here on WGIL. Galesburg girls will play Illinois Valley Central. It'll be on 92.7 FM, The Laser. The pregame show will be at 6:40 on Monday night. Galesburg's ball after the full timeout. They trail 39-23. Kelso with the three, and she nails it top of the key. Haley Kelso has nine, all on threes. 39-26, now full court pressure by the Streaks, and they steal it away. Kelso's going to fire the three again, no, but Clay pulls it down. She'll put it up, and it'll drop through, and she's fouled. Oh, Galesburg, after the full timeout, coming back. First of all, Haley Kelso with the three, now Sabrina Clay with a two-point basket, and she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line.
Wow. I'll tell you what, UT looked stunned that the Streaks came out pressing, and they weren't ready for it at all.
There's Clay's free throw, and it's good.
Well, what was once a 16-point deficit down to 10 now, just like that.
39-29, 5:05 to go, full court pressure.
Travel.
They traveled.
And they're going to throw it away anyway.
Travel, now they'll throw it away. Boy, I tell you, Charmaine Clark walked with the ball. They didn't call it, but she made a bad pass, threw it out of bounds, and Gilsburg's going to get it back again. Let's see what the Streaks do. Here's Boydston in the front court. Holds it over her head, a breath of life for Galesburg. Now to Williams, back to Kelso. Bounce pass into Clay. Clay will put it up, no, but she's going to be fouled.
Well, now Charmaine Clark getting frustrated down on the block, but this is because she's been doing this all game, and they're finally starting to call it.
Her fourth 15 foul. Sabrina Clay, who is a 65% free throw shooter, 2 for 3 in this one, will shoot two here. Clay eyes it, here it is. Oh, yeah. She missed it. That was a brick.
Yeah, and we can't have that now. Cannot have that.
One more free throw for Sabrina Clay. She has 8 points on the game for the Silver Streaks. Eyes it. Here it is. And she missed them both. The rebound controlled by Sadie Roberts. Got the ball out to Taylor Walker. And here comes UT. Right side to Jada Harris. Back out to Lowry. Now Harris all alone on the right baseline. Couldn't get the shot up as the Streaks recovered. They're pressuring the ball as East Moline's trying to get something set up in the front court. Now they pull the ball out. Out to Lowry. She's double-teamed. Gets a
travel.
Lane, drives the basket. Puts it up.
Charge.
And we get an offensive foul on Lowry.
Jeez.
That's Shatavia Lowry's second.
And Coach Schultz is not happy camper there, but Lowry was out of control that whole way. She ran down the lane and then just ran over Haley. Oh.
Now Boydston tried to get it to Kelso, but the ball was over her head. Clay couldn't pick it up in the lane. It was picked up by Roberts. Now to Lowry with 4:14 to go in the game. Back up front to Walker. Now to Lowry as Galesburg comes out and pressures the ball. Back out now to Walker. Tried to run the give and go on the right side with Sadie Roberts. Now back to Walker. Walker drives now to Berglund. Berglund back out to Lowry. She lost the ball.
Oh.
So they say it was tipped by Boydston, though. No over and back. Back comes Lowry. Shovels it off right side. They're content to keep the ball away from Galesburg now. 3:45 to go in the game. Now to Taylor Walker. Walker breaks away. She got tripped. Ball goes out of bounds. They'll give it to Galesburg.
I think she tripped on her own. She was looking for the foul there, but
Justin Schultz doesn't.
Yeah, well, it looked like she tried to do a big jump stop, and her feet went out from under her.
Andy Milton walks over and warns Schultz. Galesburg gets the ball on the turnover. I thought she was tripped. Back comes Boydston for Galesburg. Now to Kelso. Kelso turns around, takes a 17-footer. No, the rebound's controlled underneath by Berglund of East Moline. She gets it to Roberts. Galesburg putting the pressure in the backcourt. Now ahead to Jada Harris. She comes down, puts it up over Williams. No good. Rebound Clay. Clay for the Streaks. Outlet pass to Boydston with 3:15 to go. Boydston all the way down. She'll put the running jumper up. Good! Kaylin Boydston's first of the game. All the way on the full court drive, and it's 39-31. The Streaks come back with 3 minutes to go. Now Harris has trouble in the backcourt, and we're going to get a timeout called by Justin Schultz. Boy, maybe they should have pressed earlier because the press has worked.
Yeah, well, I definitely think that it came out of nowhere here for UT. They were just kind of surprised by it, and it has worked well. Now, the unfortunate thing for the Streaks is with the four fouls that Shaylee has and the fact that she doesn't add as much on the press, per se, she's on the bench. Now, she's had a rough night anyway, but she's usually your go-to inside scorer.
They're going into Clay now, and, of course, they're putting Kelso just inside the point.
Yeah,
The high post, just inside the key, and if she's open for the three, she'll take it, or she'll back in and then turn around and take the jumper there, and they're hoping for Clay to get the rebound.
Well, yeah, and she's dropped it down to Clay once or twice, too, off of that, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, how the Streaks continue to go. I mean, they have to stay with this frantic pace because it looks like Coach Schultz is happy enough just to spread this out and try to get layups.
Galesburg's been pressuring the ball ever since that timeout by Massey. Massey's out of timeout. Schultz has one left for UT. It'll be East Moline ball. They will trigger it in. The half-court pass going to be intercepted by Kelso in the backcourt, and Galesburg's going to get it back as East Moline turns it over after the timeout. Now Boydston, right side to Reyna Gully. Gully back up top now to Boydston. Let's see what they do to Williams. Williams outside the three-point line into Clay. She'll go right to the basket, puts it up and through. Sabrina Clay with a huge fourth quarter. 39-33 in favor of East Moline, and now we're going to get a...
Oh!
What are they saying? The ball was tipped on the inbounds. They say it went off Galesburg, though.
Yeah, I think they're saying it went straight down.
So Roberts is going to throw it in, gets it Jada Harris. Jada Harris double-teamed in the backcourt. She's having problems. Now gets it ahead to Lowry. Shatavia Lowry comes all the way back down. She'll put it up off balance. No good, but she's going to be fouled and shoot two.
I don't know. Let's see who they get the foul on. They're going to get the foul on Reyna. I thought Reyna fouled her before she went up with the shot. But they're going to say she's going to go to the line.
Lowry 4-for-4 from the free throw line. She has 13 points in the game for East Moline. They lead it by 6, 39-33. Lowry makes the free throw. 2:27 left in this one. The 7-point lead for United Township.
Well, and that'll break a 10-0 streak run.
One more free throw. Here it is. She makes them both. Boy, she hasn't missed.
6-for-6.
Going out is going to be Bailey Berglund. Back into the game is Charmaine Clark, who's playing with four fouls for UT. 41-33, the 8-point lead. Now Williams, left side to Gully. Gully, cross court to Boydston. Boydston drives inside,
foul.
And she's going to be fouled by Sadie Roberts. So Kaylin Boydston's going to go to the line. She's a 64% free throw shooter.
Well, and what Roberts did is she just swung down on the basketball and got the body of Kaylin Boydston. She probably could have gone straight up and bothered Kaylin enough because Kaylin's definitely was at a size disadvantage.
Boydston misses the free throw. Boy, Galesburg's missed three in a row here in the fourth quarter from the line. Clay made the free throw on the three-point play, but then she was fouled, missed them both. Boydston misses the first, now makes the second. 41-34, 7-point lead for UT. In the backcourt, Lowry has trouble, but is able to get it to Jada Harris. Now we're going to get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called here, I think, against Boydston.
Yeah, it should be. And they, it almost looked unfortunate because it almost looked like there was a... going to be a steal there right after Kaylin got that because the Streaks were able to triple team. But the other thing was that Coach Massey wanted it called because it looked like Harris threw her elbow up at Kaylin.
Jada Harris has 10 points in the game. She'll shoot the one in bonus here. Her team, the United Township Lady Panthers, have a 7-point lead. Here's the free throw, make it 8. As she makes it. One more for Jada Harris. She has a strange motion. She kind of flings the ball, but she hasn't missed. Second one on the way. Perfect. 12 points for Jada Harris. 43-34. Back to the 9-point lead for UT. Boydston now. It's got to get it into Clay, and she does. Clay will go right to the basket, puts it up, no good. The rebound in the lane is going to be pulled down by Harris. Jada Harris brings it out. Now gets it back to Roberts. Now to Lowry. Lowry for the UT. Ahead to Harris in the front court. Now out to Roberts with a minute 54 to go. To Lowry. She's picked. Her pocket's picked by Gully. Back comes Galesburg. Reyna Gully all the way down. But we'll get a whistle here and a foul on the floor.
8 turnovers in the quarter now for UT. Streaks have taken some advantage here. Not maybe to the fullest potential.
The foul is going to be called against Lowry. That's her third personal, 8th team foul. Reyna Gully at the line, and she missed it. Oh, boy.
She got her own rebound, though.
Gully gets it out to Boydston, now into Clay. Got to get it up. There's Boydston out to Kelso. Left side, Williams. Williams tried to get it to Clay, but threw a bad pass. It was intercepted by Harris, and now Clay's going to commit the foul.
Tough time for turnover number 15 there for the Streaks.
Fourth on Sabrina. That's a 19 foul on Galesburg. Minute 36 with the clock stopped. 43-34 East Moline. We'll get Berglund back into the UT lineup. Sadie Roberts will go out. At the free throw line will be Jada Harris. 12 points in the game for her. She's 6 for 6 from the line. Wow. She eyes it. Here it is, and she makes it. Wow.
Well, Jim, after that two-pointer and one for Sabrina Clay, the Streaks have had 8 possessions. They've scored 5 points. Have not maximized their opportunities.
Boy, they came out after that timeout. Whoa. Oh, Harris finally missed one. Rebound controlled by Williams. Back comes Galesburg. Got to get it up quickly. Boydston now out to Kelso. Now to Boydston. Now left side, Williams. Williams thought about the three. Out to Boydston, inside to Clay. Clay's going to put it up. Good. Sabrina Clay. Nice move through the lane. 44-36. Back comes Walker now for UT. Comes all the way down in the front court. Now she's going to pull it out to center court with 1:08 to go in the ballgame. 44-36. United Township leads it. Walker dribbles across center court. Got it to Shatavia Lowry. Now to Walker. Got to pressure that ball. Back out center court. Now to Harris. Got a foul.
Nothing yet.
Don't foul her. Back on the right side. Now Gully tips it away. They're trying to get it to Charmaine Clark in front of the UT bench.
See, that goalie's not a couple inches taller, Jim, because that could have been an easy steal then back down the other way.
Sadie Roberts comes in. Charmaine Clark out for UT. It'll be thrown in by Roberts with 46 seconds to go. Don't foul her, as Harris now will drive the baseline.
She stepped on the end line.
But she stepped on the baseline, and so Galesburg's going to get it on the turnover. Clark will come back in. Berglund will go out for UT.
Streaks need to score faster. They're taking way too long on their offensive and defensive possessions.
They did that when they came out after that timeout. Goes into Clay. Clay's going to back in, put the shot up and through. They're going right into Sabrina Clay. Clay has 9 points in the fourth quarter. 44-38, 27 seconds to go. Now to Clark. Back out now to Harris. Harris now right side, and she's going to be fouled.
Well, I think Schultz isn't happy. He wants them just to hold it and take the foul and go to the free throw line, especially Harris and Lowry.
Ninth team foul on Galesburg.
Well, Harris looks like she's sucking a little air, Jim. That might be good for the Silver Streaks.
13 points for her. Free throw on the way, and she hits it.
We're not. 8 of 9 now in the game for Harris.
45-38, East Moline. Harris makes them both. Wow.
She's a machine.
46-38. Here comes Boydston. Now to Clay. Clay puts it right back up and through. What a fourth quarter for Sabrina Clay. She's kept Galesburg in at 13 seconds to go. Comes in now. We'll get a timeout by Justin Schultz with 11.8 seconds to go. He'll take a full timeout. We'll take a timeout too. 46-40 in favor of UT. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Cratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Cratty. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options. Happy New Year from all of us at Cratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It's winter green. The new green WGIL button is here. Pick up your free button today at a participating sponsor. You could win up to $500 in cash from WGIL.
After the East Moline full timeout, Galesburg will put full court pressure on. It'll be triggered inbounds by Sadie Roberts. Roberts gets it into Taylor Walker. Back to Roberts, 9 seconds to go. And we're going to get a travel called against Sadie Roberts. A two-possession game. 46-40 in favor of UT. Kelso in, Sammy Thompson out. Galesburg has Williams, Gully, Boydston, Clay, and Kelso on the court. Kelso is going to throw it in.
This is going to be that play where they get it in and replace.
Here's Kelso. She'll take the three from the right corner. I think it was partially blocked. 3 seconds to go. Saved inbounds by Gully. But no,
same
it went out
in the air.
Just went straight up in the air. Gully got the save, but that's going to be it. The final score will read: the United Township Panthers come into John Thiel Gym and beat the Silver Streaks. It's UT 46, Galesburg 40. We'll be back with our postgame show. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Haldane's, Craddy Insurance, one-off all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No.
I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams and participate in McDonald's.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. January is Kids Month at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. This year's theme is Fiesta del Arte, with several sessions scheduled through the 21st. Ideal for kids in kindergarten through fifth grade, and Art Month is free. Check the schedule on our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Cloudy with patchy light freezing drizzle tonight, ice accumulation of less than 1/10 of an inch, lows dropping down around 26 with temperatures staying steady or slowly rising after midnight. Tomorrow, freezing rain likely in the morning with highs of 38, and tomorrow night, rain in the evening with lows dropping down around 32. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 26 at WGIL.
Stats, the Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL AM 1400. We're awfully glad you're with us tonight. The news is not good, though, as the Silver Streaks have dropped their fourth conference game of the season, their seventh game overall, losing to United Township on their home floor, 46-40. Our postgame final stats brought to you on WGIL by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Boy, that free throw thing is that's rearing its ugly head again. And
yeah,
the Streaks got some at the end, you know, Eric, and they couldn't convert.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. I mean, as a team, UT was 17 of 23. That's pretty good. I mean, you can say as much as you want about them getting to the free throw line more, but when you convert at that kind of rate, it's tough to overcome if you're the Silver Streaks.
Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for United Township, their season record now 11-6 on the season. They're 4-1 in the Western Big Six. Shatavia Lowry and Jada Harris led the show with 15 points apiece, and they were both unconscious from the free throw line. As Eric said, 17 of 23 from the line overall. As far as Lowry goes, she didn't miss a free throw. She was 6 for 6, and Harris only missed 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now she was 9 for 10 from the free throw line. So they both had 15 points, Shatavia Lowry and Jada Harris. 10 points in the game for Taylor Walker, their point guard, as she had 10 points in the game. She had a three-pointer that was kind of a dagger in the fourth quarter, but the Streaks really showed some resilience and came back. Sadie Roberts, their forward, had 5 points in the game and 1 point for Bailey Berglund, who came off the bench. Charmaine Clark started, did not score. For the Silver Streaks, what a fourth quarter for Sabrina Clay. 16 points in the ballgame for Sabrina. She had 11 of them in the fourth quarter in this one. Shaylee Florine had some problems tonight with shooting. She had 10 points in the game for the Silver Streaks. 9 points for Haley Kelso, all three-pointers. 3 points in the game for Kaylin Boydston. 2 points in the game for Casey Williams. Raina Gully should have had a two-point field goal and a free throw, but she was called for a charging foul. She was 0 for 1 from the line. Kalen Boyson, as we mentioned, had 3 points in the game. Casey Williams had 2 points for the Streaks. You just got to think that they've got to get more scoring out of Williams and maybe a little out of Boydston, but you'd like to see Williams score a little bit more for Galesburg. Galesburg led the game 12-7 at the end of the first quarter. They were outscored 14-7 in the second quarter as the Streaks trailed at the half 21-19. The Silver Streaks had a bad third quarter as they were outscored 11-2, and they trailed 32-21 at the end of the third quarter. But the Silver Streaks outscored East Moline in the fourth quarter 19-14, but it wasn't enough as Galesburg loses the game 46-40. We're going to be joined by head coach Evan Massey of the Silver Streaks. The Silver Streaks, as we mentioned, dropped to 11-7 on the year, 1-4 in the Western Big Six. And our interview with Coach Massey, brought to you by McDonald's, I'm Loving It, with two locations in Galesburg, on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and also on East Main Street. Boy, Coach, you came back at the end there. You got down by double digits, but came back and made a game of it.
Yeah, you know, I thought we much more aggressive in what we did. You know, at the end, obviously pressing, that helps you as far as aggressiveness. But tonight was a tough night. I mean, they're a good team, and I just think, you know, we kind of took a step backwards. I think there were things where, you know, we didn't really, after the first quarter, we were just a pretty undisciplined team.
Had some problems on offense getting it inside. Florine had a tough night in the paint.
Yeah, and we got it in, and we, you know, we couldn't get to the line. We couldn't finish the shots and stuff. At the end, you know, Sabrina was physical, matched their physicalness and got it in and stuff and was successful with it. But, yeah, I mean, if, you know, we didn't get it in as much as we'd like, but we got it in enough that we should be able to get the job done, and tonight we weren't able to.
What do you think as far as the – this is the second straight conference game where we've been out free throwed. This time it was a 16 free throw difference, or a 15 free throw difference, 23-8. Obviously they converted theirs at a pretty high rate, but do you think it's just a situation of the girls not being aggressive enough inside? It looks like Shaylee's getting some contact on some of those shots. There's no calls being made. Is there a upperclassman underclassman difference, or just
no? I don't think they don't know players that way. But yeah, I mean, that's you know, I think you know, to their credit, I think defensively their kids I don't think that probably any of our fouls that are called on us are fouls that we can complain and say that shouldn't be called. But I don't think tonight we were getting the same call down at our end that way, that you could see every time that she turned that it's effective and it's good coaching. They didn't do any fouling with their hands. It was what they would do is step under all the time with it and stuff. But, you know, that's, you know, I think right now, you know, that's something of what we got to do is figure out a way that, okay, we can get to the line and stuff that, yeah, it, you know, it's very frustrating for us. It's frustrating for the kids, and some of it's us, some of it's them, and it's, you just got to figure it out.
You came out and talked to Andy Milton, the referee, for a long time during one of the timeouts. What did you say?
I think that was Sergio Villarreal that I talked to.
Oh, yes,
to,
it was. It was Villarreal.
You know, since we're on a first-name basis. That, I just said that what happened was that, you know, at that point, we felt like he had been under our basket for about a 3 or 4 minute period of time, and we couldn't get to the line. And then the first time he was at the other end, and I asked him initially. I said, "What did they do differently defensively than what we're doing defensively?" And you know, part of it, quite honestly, wanted in terms of education. Well, at that point, you know, that's a conversation that's not going to go anywhere, and it didn't.
Go ahead.
What I was going to ask was, you ended up moving Haley into like a high post situation. Obviously, she's one of the better passers on the team. Was that try to take advantage of her ability to disperse the ball?
Yeah, just a different look. You know, we'd gone with that. You know, we tried to do a lot of things with movement, and we were unsuccessful. And so we went with that of trying to create something. And First time she stepped out, got a three, and also it's a case of going with a smaller lineup so we can be more aggressive and press, and then eventually we moved Casey to that spot and then moved Haley out to a wing.
Coach, thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
We'll see you on Saturday. Yeah. Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Let's take a break. We'll come back with Eric Stats and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Which is brighter, green or gray?
Green, because gray, it's more darkish.
What about you?
Blue.
Mm-hmm. And what about you?
Green.
Why?
It's cashy.
It's not complicated. Wear a button. Win some cash. Pick up the new green WGIL button at a participating sponsor. Car-Mark Tire and Auto in the Sandberg Mall. And at Community Treasures at 444 East Main, downtown Galesburg. You can win up to $500 in cash from WGIL. Details at WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here.
With a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
For the first time in 8 years, the Galesburg boys basketball team travels to Streeter this weekend. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me for Streets pregame coverage at 5:40 Saturday night on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You better call Dave. It's got to be Sabrina Clay.
Yeah, I think with that fourth quarter Sabrina had, just phenomenal coming down the stretch there. How many did she have there in the fourth quarter?
She had 11.
11 in the fourth quarter, 16 in the game. She also had 5 rebounds, had a couple steals and assists, just a good ending to the game. Sabrina looked a little lost in the offense early on. I mean, in the first three quarters of the game, she was 2 for 6 2 for 7 from the field. And then she really brought it there in the fourth quarter. Unfortunately, the Streaks fall a little bit short, and she missed a couple free throws there at a stretch where, you know, she had just gotten that 3-point play, Jim, and in the next possessions after that, she missed 2 free throws. There was a turnover by the Streaks. The Streaks missed the 2. Then Kaylin put one in. Sabrina put one in. Kaylin split free throws. Streaks missed a 2, another miss, and then Sabrina had 2 straight possessions with scores. And, you know, and then finally, obviously, they didn't score on that last possession. And you know, you just wonder, Streaks get one more roll one way or the other. UT misses a free throw here and there. It might be a totally different game.
Reyna's makes the basket and makes the free throw.
Yep.
Instead of a charge.
Yeah. There's a lot of things. You know, and when you have to come back from as many as the Streaks were down, it's always an interesting thing to think back about how this game progressed. I mean, you just get a couple of those to fall in the third quarter, and it's a totally different game. But, looking at the stats, the UT turned the ball over 20 times, 10 of them there in the fourth quarter. So the Streaks really had a huge hole to drive through there. 10 turnovers for the Silver Streaks, 4 there in the fourth quarter, and that kind of hurt you. You've got to pretty much play perfect basketball when you're looking to come back down by 11 against a team like UT. Total rebound, Streaks were out rebounded 32-19, so not a good number there for the Streaks. The Streaks only got 6 rebounds in the whole entire second half. 9 offensive rebounds for UT, 8 for the Silver Streaks. UT was 10 of 27 from inside the arc, 3 of 6 from distance, 17 of 23, as I said earlier, from the free throw line. Streaks, on the other hand, 14 of 32 from inside, 3 of 16 from distance, 3 of 8 from inside the arc, from the free throw line, missed the front end of a 1-1, which, you know, always is tough as well. So, you know, there's 14 points right there, Jim, from the free throw line. UT in the second half scored 12 of their 25 points from the free throw line.
This is a game Galesburg had to have, a step backward, as Coach Massey said.
I don't know if I would go that severe if I'm Coach Massey. I mean, you definitely a game you wanted to win. I think that third quarter, I won't be as harsh as he, but, you know, I don't want to say he was being harsh, but I as pessimistic about that second half as he was, I thought the third quarter was definitely a rough one. But, you know, Heber up the second quarter, yeah, they got outscored 14-7, but they were still making plays. And, you know, you just didn't come out of the locker room well. And that's going to happen from time to time. And they showed some resiliency coming back there at the end. But, unfortunately, it just wasn't enough.
It was a great spark when they came back after that full timeout. Boy, they came right back.
Yeah, and you know, they kind of jumped on things at that point
yeah.
and thought, you know, it really looked like the team was playing with a sense of urgency. Now, you know, I'm sure Coach Massey would, and rightfully so, kind of counter with, well, you need that sense of urgency all four quarters in a Western Big Six game. You can't come in against a team like UT and only have that sense of urgency for 6 minutes of the entire game.
And you wonder if they might have pressed earlier, if things might have been different.
Well, yeah, the one thing I will say, though, is when he used the press, it kind of went into effect where UT was in a different mode. They were in a stall mode. So, you know, there's more of a chance for you to get them to do something dumb or bad or make a mistake because they're not running their normal offense. They're not attacking the hole as hard. So, you know, there's two schools of thought there. I would almost argue that he picked it almost at the exact right time. Maybe you start the fourth quarter in it, but he did it at a time when they were able to surprise them, get the 6 quick points. And like I said, you know, there was a stretch there where they didn't score and the Streaks missed 2 free throws, turned the ball over, missed a 2, and all of that was 3 straight possessions in which UT didn't score at all, and then UT started getting to the free throw line. So you get even 4 or 6 points there, and all of a sudden the Streaks are in it, and we might be playing overtime right now.
Well, we'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big game, I think. You know, you want to see a bounce back, but you also want to set a tone for that regional because it's very possible that you're going to see Geneseo at some point in that regional, and you want to kind of set a tone and, you know, make Geneseo know that, you know, this isn't the same team that they beat last year in down at Dunlap.
It looks like all of them is probably going to get that number one seed, huh?
Well,
Illinois Valley got tattooed by Richwoods last night. We've beaten Dunlap. And depends on what happens with Geneseo. The seeding, I talked to Evan a little bit before the game, and he said they're not going to seed until the very end of January.
Oh, really? So, yeah. Well, I mean, that could be a plus, too, because the Streaks are going to have some big games by that point. There's a chance that they could put some big wins in the W column. And, you know, Allman played those 3 games Friday and Saturday, and they lost 2 of the 3.
Right.
You know, one against one here in the Galesburg shootout or the BSN shootout, in which they lost to I can't think of the name now.
Sterling.
No, we played Sterling.
Oh, Allman lost.
Yeah.
To who did Allman? Who's two?
I want
Byron.
To say,
Byron.
Byron. I wanted to say Boylan. I knew that wasn't right. And you know, and that was a game in which Rock Island Allman was getting not manhandled, but was down pretty much the entire game and made a comeback late in the fourth quarter.
So if Galesburg could beat Allman and could beat Geneseo, then they might be staring at the number one seed.
It would be in the picture, at least, you would think. You'd have to think.
All right, our thanks to Nick Simpson back on the control boards for running the dials at the Galesburg Radio Center on East Simmons Street in Galesburg. The sophomores lost tonight. They were led by Kayla Townsell's 21 points, but they fell to United Township 52-49. The varsity final again, it was United Township 46 and Galesburg 40. Our postgame show brought to you on WGIL by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Sabrina Clay was our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.